Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 40-something, or possibly 50-something.
50-something.
I think we're on to 55 now, I'm not sure. I really should keep count. I mean, I had the Twitter open, I don't have the Facebook page open, actually, but I've got Twitter open, I've got everything else prepped, and I foolishly neglected to actually do a count.
I think it's 52, somewhere around there anyway. Evening, folks.
We're open to correction, feel free to tweet us or, you know, email us or ring the voicemail number if I can remember, which I've also neglected to look up.
I would say one of us has to, because I ain't got a clue what it is.
I will look it up. I might look it up during the Is This the Email segment. But this episode being recorded on Tuesday, August 17th, and we'll probably get to you in about 3.5 weeks. Okay. I may be wet. Sorry, that was kind of, I should have indicated rather more strongly that was a cue. My apologies.
I'm going to say, it's a different day to record, and it's a bit warm and stuffy in here, and my headphones are hurting my ears.
Oh,
they're not comfortable headphones.
I do not want to restart the computer now. Go away, silly update manager.
If you think you need to restart, it's better to do it now than halfway through the episode.
No, I do not need to restart, although Linux is rare in requiring restarts. The only thing that actually needs a restart is a major upgrade of the kernel, which it's just installed silently in the background while the applications are still running, and then it's saying, would you mind restarting, please? No, you don't restart. That's fine. You walk away. We can restart whenever you're ready.
Well, look how far you've gone. Just running VLC used to crash the other computer. Now it's installed an entire kernel and hasn't bothered Skype one bit.
Is it any wonder why I'm giving serious consideration to yanking XP off my mother's extremely slow and totally banjax laptop and just bunging Linux on the bloody thing? All she does is surf the web and do Facebook.
That's probably like millions of people.
Maybe I could. She said, I'll remove Mafia Wars and I'll remove Petville. I don't play them, like they don't affect the speed that the computer runs at. Just, but the applications, it says it's running out of memory. It never did that before. And I'm kind of thinking, I don't even know where to begin to explain.
I love you, mother. Just trust me. I always trusted you when you said green beans were good for me.
Actually, I generally had bachelors. We didn't eat the stringy green beans. The issue I've got with green beans is they make my teeth squeak.
Right.
You know, you bite into them, and because I have underbite.
Yeah.
Therefore, my bottom teeth slide over my top teeth. And if I'm eating those sort of long, sort of stringy-ish green beans, when they get squeezed between the gap, my teeth squeak.
Yeah.
So if I could be loud inside my own head, you could leave the bit about my teeth squeaking in if you like.
Yeah, why not? I'm sure the listeners are fascinated.
Hi, I'm Kevin Batchelder.
I'm Wendy Hembrock.
And I'm Brent Barrett.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast called Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV,
where we discuss sci-fi and genre shows currently on television and some from the past.
We're fans just like you, so join us in our water cooler and back porch discussions of your favorite shows.
And strangely enough, you can find us online at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
Be seeing you.
Wait a minute, isn't that what Bester says on Babylon 5?
Maybe. I never watched Babylon 5.
What? So you're a sci-fi geek who missed one of the best shows ever?
Hey, no details, no spoilers. I'm still catching up on DVD myself. Besides, we're not really experts or critics. We kind of think of ourselves more like guides or sci-fi Sherpas.
I don't carry anyone's luggage, though.
Yeah, me either. We're what we like to call the viewer's digest for genre TV.
Yes, we're interested in the conversation shows generate.
And speaking of sci-fi Sherpas, where would you find one of those?
Craigslist?
Oh, see what I have to deal with?
Okay, VLC player queued up, transcript faintly visible, volume lowered so that you can't actually hear the actors, and mouse button hovering over play. Is this sufficiently cued for you?
I'm just about ready.
Drop you into commencement because you have been.
We're all sure we're watching the same episode.
Yes.
Good.
Season 3, Disc 2, Episode 9, Rules of Engagement.
Well, Disc 2 don't talk because mine's on Disc 3.
Yes, because they like to rip off the British punters more.
Indeed.
Thank you. I must check that, by the way, during the credit sequence or something, so it doesn't catch me by surprise. Not counting this episode, folks, current Indeed count is, I think, one for the season and two for the entire series. But doubtless we will see more Indeeds sprinkled through as we go into double figures for this season.
Just say the word.
Open the iris.
Starting in 3, 2, 1, clicky. Line ceases roaring and we fade. That's a nice colour. Is that a planet? Do you think this is a moon?
It's a moon.
Is that a moon, though, or are we on a moon?
Oh, good point.
That looks like a very big moon. That looks more planetary.
It could be a twin pink planetary system.
It's pink and colourful. Oh, don't get me into orbital mechanics of pitch black. You know the GWC, I mean.
Lots of trees.
You know, that UAV needs a swift kick in the CPU.
It's aerial camera shot, some sort of camp.
Trees, bushes, more trees.
Shrubs.
Shrubs, if you will.
Well, it's one thing Gatecast encourages you, it's synonyms for leafy things. And they can hear a battle going on. And what sounds like staff weapons.
Definitely. So run towards the battle. Was it Custer that said ride? No, it wasn't Custer. Ride towards the sound of the guns. It was some famous general or other, wasn't it? Nice shot, that is. The weapons fire.
I think he might be a second or two behind. Oh, and he falls over.
Yep, same here. And he nearly crushed the bush. Yeah. These guys actually look like they know what they're doing.
You mean the...
Yeah, the Jaffa.
They are not returning fire.
Out of ammo?
Maybe.
You're not supposed to be here at all.
SG-11?
Well, they were declared MIA 8 months ago in P-8-9-5-3-4. What would they be doing here?
The Jaffa, yeah. Well, obviously, given that it's a training ground against SGC, let's face it, the Jaffa are going to win because, you know, they are right. The Senate Battle had an SG-1 takeover, no? They didn't. They ran towards it. Silly transcript.
Oh, they're speculating that this is the missing SG-11.
Yes.
When did they go missing?
6-7 episodes ago, I think.
Did they?
That might have been last season.
We're either on a different frequency or they don't have comms. RV at the tree line. Move now.
And of course, the problem is that the SGs are actually going to kill some of these people. Or are they? Do they actually get to shoot at them? I have no objections to a man of Tepping's butt raised in the air with them.
You can almost imagine that they had fun making this episode.
Pull out! Cover your six! Identify yourself! Colonel Jack O'Neill, SG-1! Which quadrant?
Doesn't reckon up. Not what they expected.
No.
Now, this is how you ambush people.
Take him out!
Yeah, these are a bunch of kids, and they've got a perfect ambush. As we've seen with Jack, he doesn't really do ambushes well.
No. Well, it was after that thing we saw in the Gamekeeper. He had a bad experience with an ambush. And as teasers go... Now, that was 4 minutes. Did that feel like 4 minutes?
No, it's flying by.
That felt like... like 30 seconds.
Of course, you're watching this for the first time, going, oh, what's going on here then? Because you know they're not dead.
Well,
could they be robots?
We've killed them before.
Yeah.
Dead isn't by no means a permanent state in this TV series.
Thankfully, they don't put the boot in while they're there.
I would, wouldn't you?
Okay, rules of engagement. Written by Terry Curtis Fox, heavily revised by a number of the staff writers, so that it ended up bearing no resemblance to his original story.
Really?
Yeah.
Directed by William Garrity. Has he directed much else?
Yeah, he's been busy. He's done 12 episodes of Stargate.
So roughly, what, 5%?
Yeah, not far off. He did a lot of cinematography as well. He's directed Smallville, Earth Final Conflict... All bits and bobs. Genre television.
Do I have any info on the guest stars? We're back in.
We'll get to them.
And there's Amanda lying there with fluffy hair and Teal'c.
Teal'c.
But not. Well, you would expect Teal'c to recover for Sweet Junior.
He's a little bumpy little skull, ain't he?
Extreme close-up.
Shouldn't we do the Wayne's World bit? Oh, no, the way he sits up there, we've seen that before, haven't we? When there were robots.
Oh. Yes.
I wonder if that were thrown in to make you think, ah, robots.
Everybody okay?
Headache. Bad headache.
Oh,
Robert's turned up to drool. Amanda has a little mole there on her cheek.
Mole, I was going to say the score.
I thought I got shot.
So it would seem.
I'd say it's a mole. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like a scar. Was that added by the art department, or have they been concealing it for the past 2.5 years? I was like, oops.
I was saying, I suppose they have been in battle, so they've got to have some wounds.
Well, all I can say is... Hello. Or are you guys going to get it?
He looks about 16.
He does look a bit young.
You can't talk.
Why not?
Because you're dead.
Except for Sam, you can ask questions.
Dead?
Pretending not to be dead will just get you into more trouble.
More trouble than dead?
Come on, Colonel, you know better. Stop breaking the rules.
Sorry.
His voice is only just broken, in fact.
Who's in charge here?
Casualties don't ask questions.
What rules are we talking about exactly?
I said, stop!
We're just trying to understand, if we're supposed to be dead, how are you supposed to kill us again?
You want
to
find out Four Eyes, huh?
Four Eyes? Easy, big fella.
Four Eyes. Yeah, this is Captain Kirk logic at its best.
And he's an arrogant little sod, isn't he?
A smarmy little sod.
Captain's waiting for you. Follow me.
Anyone notice the patch?
SGX.
There is no SGX, O'Neill.
Not under Hammond's command, no.
That's actually not a bad name, is it? SGX.
So, we have an indeed. Yes. X. Cool.
SGX Extreme.
Oh, don't. Okay, don't. All right, you mentioned Charlie Sheen, somebody's going to shoot you.
All that banter, and he's going to take him to see somebody anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Fraser, isn't it?
Set up the perimeter.
Yes, sir.
As with military camps everywhere, the obligatory climbing off the ropes.
Hey, guys.
They are no more than children.
Playing some kind of war game by the looks of things. Who do you think they are? An ID, Colonel Mayborn?
I wouldn't put it past him.
And the black tees. But, you know, no female team members at all.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage, it could very well be.
Yes, that's true.
SG-1 reporting his order, sir!
And, of course, they always have somebody who's got to whitewash the stones.
Mm-hmm.
You were all casualties until 1400 hours.
Would that be daylight savings or stand?
GMT, Jack.
You may not speak, except to answer a direct question by the evaluating officer.
Oh, he's got the commander down bit.
Is
that clear?
Oh, my.
No, I don't.
That's really not going to put up with this.
Is this the way you behave in your quadrant, mister?
I think Colonel is the proper way of addressing me, Captain.
Is above strict adherence to the rules of engagement. Rule 2, Article 4. Unauthorized forces shall be shot on sight. You are unauthorized. In fact, you ruined our ambush. Nearly half the enemy team got away.
Carter, I've never been real big on rags. Is this familiar to you?
No, sir.
Yeah, nope, she doesn't know.
They are familiar to me.
And the shoe drops.
Yep.
Galvak Jafar.
Oh, look. Strategic information which Chuck hasn't bothered to share.
You came through the Shepa'i. This is a challenge.
The Shepa'i.
Is that the theme for this season? Here's something else I haven't bothered to tell you. You really think someone will have debriefed them again by now?
I like that bit. Jack reacts thinking, oh, what a mess we're in. You know, misinterpret it, thinking they've screwed up by using Shepa'i instead of Stargate.
I am sorry, Master Jafar. I have revealed myself. And failed. You must execute me for the remainder of the day.
You must execute me as well.
What's up? Do they want to rest?
Master Teal, might I suggest we spare them this time?
Very well, Underling.
Underling, that actually quite works very well.
Teal's channeling Braytag.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Acting Quadrant A Commander, sir!
Your Earth name?
Your standing orders given to you by your previous Jaffa master.
To practice the exercises of battle according to the rules of engagement until the return of our Lord Apophis.
Really?
When we are ready for the final challenge, you will come.
Don't hold your breath.
Captain Kyle Rogers, played by Aaron Craven. Not his only appearance in SG-1, but we'll leave his second appearance for a future episode.
Yes, which we discussed off air.
You've studied long and hard and know much.
About Earth.
Oh, yes. Corn and cotton are indigenous to North America.
And that information could save your life one day.
So you see, Master Teal'c, my mistake will not happen again. I am ready to infiltrate the Tauri at your command.
Their time has not yet come, Captain Rogers.
Yes, and Friday's tomorrow, and it's casual day. Flip-flops. Flip-flops and shorts.
And Zakuns. I think the Zakun would look well in a pair of Bermuda shorts.
Depends where you put it.
If anyone talented and bored enough wants to do some concept art on that, I'll go up on the website with due credit and praise. And maybe a small print.
We may better practice our Earth behavior. Shall I have him sent for?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Send for him.
Yes, send for him.
Oh, piece of memory about this episode comes in. They take him back to the SGC.
Yes, they do.
And they show him what happened to Apophis. But we'll deal with that in approximately 34 minutes.
Teal'c must be enjoying this.
Oh, yes. Teal'c in command. And Jack's kind of doing the casually, I'll go along with this for now.
Yeah, I will get him back.
And also, don't push it, Teal'c.
Colonel, none of them have symbiote pouches.
Notice that.
Before Apophis requested asylum from the Tauri, there were but a handful of loyal Jaffa remaining in his service.
So he drafted ordinary humans?
It is common practice among the Goa'uld to use humans as fodder during battle, especially when facing defeat.
Yeah, good point. No pouches. These are pure humans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that surprises me. Why would they have humans along in, you know, in the army? Could they be trusted?
Well, I think he decided to engage his strategy when he found Earth and saw them as an enemy.
Well, I'm going to say, I suppose. Well, no, not really.
If you conquer, you're going to get non-Jaffa.
It's still going to be trusting to take enough along that they're considered cannon fodder.
Hmm. Well, you probably leave them to breed like cattle.
So, Teal'c, how do you know about these rules of engagement?
They are the code of battle during young Jaffa's training. Spoken by Apophis himself.
Teal'c, what about these?
They are Intar.
Short for...
Intar.
you expect it to be some long-winded, multi-syllable name.
Yes, and Jack's like, what? You mean it doesn't take 30 seconds to say?
Well, I got our GDOs, but my MP5's still missing.
As is my staff weapon.
Teal'c, I want everyone in one place, just to make sure. Can you handle that?
I can.
Yeah, minor problem. The real guns have got mixed up with the fakes.
Yes.
Captain Rogers. Where are the weapons with which we arrived?
They were returned to the armory tent, of course.
That's it. Sanders, Henderson.
Do you possess a Volcume?
A what? Could you say that again, please, Teal'c?
A Volcume?
All I had was a little picture of Mike Myers doing one of his accents.
Hmm?
His Scottish accent in I Married an Axe Murderer, a Volcume, the Scottish martial art.
What'd you tell him to do?
I instructed him to use a training instrument to assemble his men for inspection. It may serve to emphasize our authority.
Movie time, lads!
Thank you. servants of Apophis, assemble before me and listen to he that possesses the Volcume.
Sir?
Just a huge honking Apophis, Major. Nothing to worry about.
Honking. Yes. That's pretty impressive. Got the right, the harmonics as well. Good sound system.
Mm-hmm. A hologram projected against nothing.
The warrior before you speaks in my name. Heed his words.
Well, they seem surprised that they had holograms a few episodes ago.
Mm.
I mean, every other time they've needed one of the balls to do it.
Mm-hmm. They just throw in random technology.
Yeah.
Ready weapons for inspection.
Private Johnson, not that weapon. It's a bit risky, though, that is. Whoever's got this, listen to him. It doesn't allow for anybody to nick it.
You do yourself proud, Captain Rogers.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, it's glowing red things.
Nah, he stands out a bit. You're out of uniform, soldier. I wouldn't trust him one bit.
No. Is he actually a Jafar?
He's just normal.
And someone went out with a magic marker then?
All part of the act.
My second in command, Novar. For the games, he leads the side of the Jafar warriors, but his Earth name is Captain Nelson.
Most of my warriors are engaged in the day's battle, Master.
Nelson's played by Dion Johnson, who goes on to play a regular, well, a semi-regular character in future episodes.
Yeah, different
character. Different character, yep.
Of course.
This is Colonel O'Neill.
Hmm.
He is much loved by Apophis.
Due to him being dead.
Right.
Apophis wanted me to tell you that you've all been doing a wonderful job. Couldn't ask for more.
We were going to invade England and the United Kingdom and Ireland, but not the response he was waiting for. Perhaps because these guys aren't here because they think it's their... Well, I'll say how to phrase it. They do think it's their duty, but it's not something they want. They want to fight.
Mm.
This is the way to become a warrior of Apophis.
The war games are officially over as of right... now.
You don't trust Jack. Jack
doesn't trust us.
You can all go home.
Sir?
I'm going to say, and he's second in command to Rogers. I think it should be the other way around.
Yeah, Rogers seems a little more clueless.
It's over, Nelson. Go tell your buddies to quit fighting.
You speak more like a Tari than a warrior of Apophis.
Well, thanks. You're not so bad yourself. Who taught you?
If you are who you say you are, you already know the answer to that, sir.
Nelson? I am ordering you to recall your men from the field.
Article 7, Section 3. Clear battle has commenced. It cannot be stopped.
Well, you're obviously referring to the old Article 7.
Yeah. Perhaps he's played the SGX commander more often than the Jaffa commander.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
That means those kids are out there playing war games with real weapons.
Colonel?
Go ahead, Carter.
So far, all we've recovered is one 9mm and one MP5.
Roger that. Keep looking.
I require all of Quadrant 8 to be assembled, including those engaged in the games. Immediately!
As Captain Nelson stated, Master
Archer. Do you wish to be punished?
I will not fail your challenge a second time, Master Teal'c.
And Teal'c could punish you.
Mm. Yes.
Eyebrow.
You've raised the eyebrow. A dangerous, dangerous thing.
He should have kept the little goatee.
From Evil Teal'c?
Yeah.
TVtropes.com.
Hey! He's telling you the truth. The battle you've been preparing for is never going to happen. He's not coming back. Hello? Is this mic on? We're trying to tell you something important here.
Apophis is a god, and gods cannot die. Therefore, Apophis cannot be dead.
And anyone who says otherwise is either testing us or is a traitor, sir.
Now, we've passed your challenge. If there's nothing else, sirs, we've scheduled to join the games in progress.
They're really not going to believe that.
No, not really.
Oh, yes.
Ah, but surely they know that he can be defeated in battle.
But they said slain in battle.
They probably should have told him that he'd been killed by another system lord. That they should understand. Even though they're not, fully commissioned soldiers yet, they must know enough about how the system works. Well, no, she... Bit fresh with his hands, was he?
What's going on?
Trying to get a weapon, sir. I'm already late. The games have started.
Colonel, one MP5, Teal'c staff weapon, and 2 9mm are still unaccounted for.
What does that mean?
It means my team needs reinforcements.
No. The game is cancelled.
Someone's at the door.
Oh, nice.
He's gonna give it a go, though.
I believe I can. Everybody grab an intar.
Can't I? There you go.
Yeah. Now you've got to do that to about another 100, couple of hundred. What we need is a montage.
Yeah, these guys are actually good, though. Quite
yeah,
possibly
that's rather a problem, isn't it?
It's a staff weapon wound.
I see. Oh, is her scar bleeding again? Because it was nearly faded in the other scene. Thankfully, they weren't caught in open ground. They're in a little gully. Handy that.
Colonel, I'll draw his fire.
Negative! That is a real weapon.
That's an actual staff weapon.
Apophis will protect me.
Oh, poor misguided fool.
Secure that weapon!
Yes, sir!
That's probably the problem when you've been fighting for God knows how many years and always coming alive at the end of the day.
Oopsie. There's no point in giving him anything other than painkiller.
Ooh, don't do that.
The Apophis would be proud.
He's happy.
You know, I've just been shot. I don't want someone coming along and poking the fingers into my wound.
I think you're a little ahead of me, because he just did that as you said it.
Oh, what else is new? It's either I'm behind you or you're behind me. It's one of the problems of mixing region formats on DVD. Damn Hollywood.
Sorry.
The day has come, Nils. It's the final challenge.
Blood has been shed.
Prepare the men. The challenge must begin at first light.
Yes, sir. Akuma, final challenge.
It was the day in a warrior's training when first blood is shed. The games become real.
No, I'll be honest with you. Just stand back and let at it.
Yeah.
I have a strongly honed sense of self-preservation. Yeah, he's not dead.
It doesn't look that bad a wound, to be honest.
He took a staff weapon to the bloody stomach.
You'd assume there was more damage there, wouldn't you?
Well, he was wearing armour. But I gotta wonder, was he trained to aim for the stomach in order to kill Jafar? You know, go for the pouch.
If they were proper Jafar, yes. But the whole point of this isn't to fight Jafar.
Well, actually, no. As a matter of fact, there's probably nothing more we can do for him as long as we stay here. There's probably internal injuries.
So we'll take him back with us.
You cannot.
For crying out loud.
You know as well as I do that the rules forbid entry or exit of the sector before the final challenge, wounded or not.
Right.
Apophis would be disappointed in me if there were an exception made for myself.
But what if I told you we were bringing you to see Apophis personally? To show him that blood has been shed and that your squadron is truly ready for his return. If we don't bring you back with us, then Apophis will know you've failed our challenge and never...
Yeah, he'll buy that, Daniel.
He's naive. Faintly believable. But only faintly.
Tell him we will make him proud.
I will.
Whoosh.
Yeah. Yes, as the transcript has said before, kawush.
Kawush. This looks a bit different.
Yes.
Where's all the pyramids and the gold-painted walls?
What have we got?
Liars. Traitors!
Easy.
You will be punished. You will avenge me!
Who is this, sir?
His name's Rogers. Despite appearances, he's not SGC.
He will strike you down! You will die!
Go, let's get him to the infirmary.
I'd like to debrief ASAP, Colonel.
Yes, my lord.
My lord.
Oopsie.
You just imagine Hammond going away and putting on his door, my lord. A memo goes round. You will address me as my lord from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, relax, guy. Give him some. Calm him down.
No, she's not going to bother. She doesn't know what his injuries are. If she gives him an anaesthetic, it could react badly to it.
But they always do it in every other show.
But this isn't every other show.
That's a harsh test.
Yeah.
As long as they don't have real weapons with which to play, I don't see how.
Well, the only lethal weapons I found in the armory belonged to us. The rest were Intars.
The Jafar masters who once supervised their war games have long ago abandoned them. Yet they have maintained their games until this day without fail.
So what are you saying?
That they are extremely resourceful and most determined.
So they might try to fulfill the final challenge whether they're issued lethal weapons or not.
I mean, you could be an excellent warrior, but just be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Or you could get some Muppet on your own side shooting your back.
Yeah, yeah, cover me back. What? Ah,
I'm covering me back, now cover me back with bloody bullets.
General, we're indirectly responsible for all this. They think that we were sent through to start this.
I understand that.
What we need to send back there is a team of shrinks. Those kids are out there.
I suppose it's all friendly fire as well, isn't it?
You see, maybe, look, General, it doesn't hurt. Bang. I just shoot the General for the crack.
Yeah, I defeated him in battle. I am General now.
No, not for at least another 6 seasons.
Yeah, you get the feeling, even if they didn't have guns, that they'd be sharpening sticks and making bows and arrows.
Oh, yeah.
He won't eat, he won't speak, except to call me a Shorba.
Well, they should have had that line in.
What?
Rogers calling Janet a Shova.
Mm-hmm. Shova, I will not eat, or words to that effect. And no, I'm not reading the transcript. Honest.
He's very angry, Colonel.
Where's his tray?
So Einstein said, I don't know when the Third World War will be, but the Fourth World War will be fought with sticks and stones.
Yeah.
Now, what you need to send back there is a series of those little roly stun grenade weapons.
Yeah, get a modifier UAV and knockout gas.
Drop a load of the balls. You know, everybody's knocked out, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And has large headaches. Hmm.
It'd have worked better with Janet, though.
Old Doc Fraser says you haven't been eating.
It's poison.
It's hospital food, of course it is.
Yeah, it's pretty, really pretty good, Oxford.
That's really not the approach you should take, Jack. Of course it's poison. I agree with you. What?
Tuna.
That's an earlier homage to Homer, by the sounds on it.
Go to Sokar.
It's go to hell, actually. Which, by the way, is a very rude thing to say to a person offering you a sandwich.
Means the same.
Got a point.
I will reveal nothing. You may begin torturing me.
Oh, I've already begun.
Especially as if you leave it out in the canteen overnight, like somebody keeps doing at work.
Ooh.
We're assuming that he eats this sort of food on his world.
Here's the thing. They're giving him food. He's never been to Earth. He's never been exposed to Earth microbes.
He's got a stomach wound.
He's got a stomach wound. How the hell do we know that eating this won't kill him?
Yeah. They'll be giving him cups of tea next.
You know? Botulism, sepsis, good night. Today, it stops.
Yeah, dug it. Calm down, lad.
So, you and I should have a little talk about this final challenge thing.
We will battle to the death, and Apophis will choose the victors as his personal guard.
All right, I'm going to tell you the absolute truth right now.
Yeah, they've decided, screw this, we're out of here. Like it.
God's going to die!
Oh, I beg to differ.
Why do you think he's been gone for so long? Why have all the Jaffa masters left? Apophis was on his way out when you got drafted.
You lie.
What if he told you himself?
If Apophis can speak, then he cannot be dead.
When Apophis came to us, he'd already been tortured.
Impossible. He is a god.
The images we're about to show you are of Apophis just before he died, and his body was sent to Sokar.
Gods cannot die.
So you keep saying. Have a look.
I understand
mm-hmm.
that a VCR is a certain size, but why have they got like an entire, even for that era, about three PCs worth of blinking lights underneath?
Well, the military have got to waste a budget on something. They commission extra blinking lights.
Yes, these lights are blinking out of sequence. Get them blinking in sequence. Which kudos to anyone that can identify that quote.
My kingdom for a host.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that scene was written by Catherine Powers, she was uncredited in the episode, which is rare. Cause normally, you always see excerpts written by...
Yeah, something jumps there.
It does look like Apophis, but why wouldn't you say, that's not Apophis?
Hmm.
Yeah, he's very easy to convince.
But he's not convinced, as we'll find out in about 5 minutes. Our meds start his.
What magic is this?
No magic. I was there.
As was I.
It is true.
It is.
What will you do to us?
We're not going to do anything to you. We want to help you.
You can go home. Wherever that is.
Oopsie.
It's over.
No, it's not. Because tomorrow the final challenge begins. And many of my men will die.
I say we need more ominous music for that statement.
Yes. Look, a little vampiric there. There's a pointiness to the teeth. He's not quite Darrow O'Brien, but still.
Your Earth name's Kyle. Can we call you Kyle?
That would be fine, sir. I'm very used to that.
Okay, Bob.
You tell me Bob actually stood for something in Blackadder?
I don't know. I think he did.
Five cycles ago from a number of different worlds.
Right after we blew up Apophis' ships.
He commanded that we worship no other god but him. Jaffa warriors with us. They taught us everything.
Who taught you all about us? Our uniforms, weapons?
Near the beginning, Apophis captured one of your SG teams and forced them to teach us.
SG-11?
Yes. At first, that was all they would reveal, but our Jaffa masters forced them to say things. We listened to your speech, observed your ways, but they did not last long.
What happened to them?
One day, their bodies were put on display in the encampment. I do not know how they died. Only that they refused to tell their Jaffa masters all that was asked of them. And then our Jaffa masters began to leave us, one by one. They said to help Apophis win a great battle.
So that would be when he was recalling his senior warriors. And they kept getting killed off.
Silly man.
Well, a number of them were probably on the ships that attacked Earth.
And blown to little tiny bits. Scattered to the cosmic wind.
Yeah. It's amazing Braytac didn't turn up sooner or later.
Well, he seems to turn up everywhere.
He does, doesn't he? And for all the backstabbing he does, he always seems to be trusted. Everybody's dead but Braytac. Oh, you survived Braytac. Well done. Yes, my lord.
I am your faithful servant.
Yes.
Send me on another mission where I kill everybody.
I know last time that I took a shot at you, but that was purely by accident.
I was aiming for that little brat.
I saw a spider.
I thought I saw a putty cat.
He told us it was with those that we would one day infiltrate the Tari and destroy you. May I request permission to be returned to my men, sir? To tell them what I've learned and to try and stop them.
They won't believe you. You know that.
They are under my command.
Teal'c, is the Vokium capable of recording other images?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, then Colonel O'Neill's already thought of the solution.
I have?
Yes. I'll just go off and whip up a Vokium VCR interface, you know?
Haven't a clue.
I'm going to need the cable snips and several multi-adapters and a few pins and a soldering iron.
It's great, isn't it, when you're told that you've found the answer and then they've got to explain it to you so that you understand what you've come up with.
Whereas I'd be like, yes, I know, thank you. Go implement.
I'm going to say, like you were saying before, you thought it, Jack, you've built it.
Well, no, I mean, I've done that in tech support many times.
That's what I was saying.
But I haven't actually done anything, but I walk up to the machine and it's working. working again, even though it wasn't. And I simply take credit for it, not that I've actually done anything. I used to actually be honest. No, I didn't do that. Now I'm like, yep, just comforted by my presence. I fixed it for you. No, I'm not going to bother explaining it to you. Okay, I have to go away and busy. It's my minor act of evil every day.
Now I request permission to join them, sir.
They are his men, General. He might provide the tactical advantage we need to pull this off.
Well, they could have had a wash before they went on a mission.
Well, here's the thing. If I were him, I'd be going, you know, our uniforms were more comfortable and they look better. What is this crap? You know, this rubbish material. It's itchy.
Yeah, it's British surplus.
Force of other SG teams, led by Captain Nelson. The attackers are greater in number, but the defenders have greater firepower.
But everyone on both sides will be in SG uniforms.
As it would have been when we infiltrated Earth, yes.
All right, once we take the encampment, we become the defenders to buy Carter time.
Ow.
Look at Tilk, he does not look right. I mean, Daniel's actually pulling it off.
Yeah, that's because Daniel's got the whole bandana thing going.
Yeah, Tilk looks like he's got his bobble hat on under his helmet.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, I would like to see Daniel in a sort of rainbow. I mean, that would be a nice spoof episode. Daniel comes out of the closet.
An alternate Daniel reality
Daniel. Daniel in a rainbow bandana with a nicely gilded pink MP5. My mind has wandered to some strange places.
Thankfully, nobody was guarding the gate again.
Hmm.
Yeah, not a lot of cover in this piece of woodland. Not compared to some woods they've been in, where they've had trees 6 foot and across.
He twitched. You know, they're not really hiding very well for people that were,
Ooh, he didn't.
I can't do this. Stay with Carter. We'll just try to draw fire. You will listen to every word I tell you, and you will do everything I tell you, or I will shoot you myself. Is that clear? Damn it.
Yeah, smack him right.
That's it. Give him a clip round the ear, which is basically what he's been asking for the last 25 minutes anyway. Because yeah. Jackson, you're a little brat, you know, smack. And yes, I did actually wave my hand at that point. I have a webcam under this PC somewhere.
Again, they've managed to infiltrate the base.
That's because everyone's out killing each other.
Well, there's some guards there.
Where?
You can see them walking about. They're hiding from them.
Yeah, surely they can see the camera. What's that honking great thing? It's routine patrol, the board. Bloody hell.
Oh, that's... He gets a big gun.
Isn't that a 50 caliber?
Yeah. That fires really big red dots.
Status report, Sergeant!
Is that an actual weapon? The big 50 caliber?
Well, if this is, you know, the final contest, surely they should all be on by now.
Just returned through the Shepa Eye with a message from Apophis. I have glorious news.
Get the vacuum. Full tune. Whatever. Get it. Carter, set it up. Shield for Carter. Daniel's me.
See? Not bad. Jack's learning.
I got some at 9 o'clock here, too.
Why aren't they shooting yet? Suddenly, this seems to have gotten a lot worse towards the end of the episode.
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder, if they've trained with these weapons so long, do they provide the same sort of kick as a real automatic weapon?
Hmm. Any time, Carter?
Yes, sir!
What is the delay?
You can't just combine Ghoul technology with ours with the snap of a finger. I have to match the frequency the Vocuum operates on before I can record and transmit.
It's a pity you couldn't practice this.
Yeah, I mean, your character, you are genius with Super Hulkness.
Yeah,
buy some more time.
Incoming!
It isn't it?
Rogers, what the hell was that? Porters, what else is in that cave?
say it's an M60s, M72s, Thomas!
Telling me this now! What the hell?
Where's the fake Jafar?
Oh.
Bloody hell.
Oh, God. Where did they get all those weapons from? Did Boffers zoom down to Earth after arms deal? I'll have that.
They'll sell to pretty much anyone.
Yeah, he went to the CIA and says, I'm going to fight communism or...
It's an interesting weapon. Clearly affects the central nervous system electrically because, essentially...
Here we go again.
Warriors of Apophis, assemble before me and listen to he that possesses the Vulcan.
You almost think he should start walking about, squashing them under his feet.
Mm-hmm. Crush them beneath his sandaled toes.
Now, is this blind devotion?
Why is it steaming?
It shouldn't be really, should it? Unless it's a gunpowder charge which fires the bullet.
Yeah, but then it would do some actual damage.
Well, the bullet wouldn't, is it? The head of the bullet was that red glowy thing. Probably a crystal of some sort. Can you tell the difference between the sides? Mm. Or is it just a case of, let's kill everybody in front of you until there's only 50 of us left, and then we're the winners?
The warrior before you speaks in my name. Heed his words.
It's a message from Apophis himself! Summoning his image during battle is against the rules of engagement.
Hear his words!
When the challenge is over!
Now, Nelson! You will listen to him now! Before anybody else gets hurt.
The final challenge is to the death, Colonel!
Hmm. Everybody. Ooh, ah.
Hmm.
Health and safety be out in a bit. These are dangerous displays.
Oopsie.
Okay, Jack, while you've got them all in one place, take a step backwards and open fire.
Do you have the... memory serves Nelson. Of course Nelson comes back into the character because he's about to get whacked.
I am... afraid.
Character's makeup's a bit smudged.
You have to take a big leap that after... 5 or 6 years, you know.
Especially when they were probably 13 or 14 when they started.
Yeah.
It cannot be so. It is so.
They've gone through boyhood into young adulthood.
But clearly they believe it because we've only got about 30 seconds left.
Oh, yeah.
We ran out of time to have convincing arguments.
Yeah, you got the feeling that there should have been another scene at the end of that.
There probably was, but there's... No deleted scenes on the DVD.
Oh, I'm pretty about that.
Where will we go now? Home.
Special features. English 5.1 surround. English 5.1 surround is not a special feature.
Right, that was rules of engagement.
Indeed. And another indeed.
Yeah.
We may get a veritable sprinkling of indeeds. And I need to remind myself to pull the next disc out. Otherwise, I'll be sitting here at 7 o'clock in 2 days, kind of going, hang on, I have to go downstairs and get the disc. And then you have to wait 10 minutes while I rip it.
And reboot the PC.
Well, no, it literally only takes, I can pull the thing off to an ISO in about 10 minutes.
I say this a lot. Oh, what was that? Oh, sorry. I just noticed something in the credits, which normally I don't bother playing the credits, but...
And what did you notice in the credits?
Kawush.
The word Kawush?
There. Production services provided by Kawush Productions. Oh, that's brilliant, that is. Not bad. Hmm. Oh, look at that. The people of British Columbia... With their taxes, help fund the production of this series. Good on you.
Fair play to you, Vancouver. Go Canada. Go Canada.
Yeah, it's never been rated as one of the better episodes, but I think that holds its own in season 3.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that this is one of the weakest episodes in season 3, and it's still far, far better.
Don't say
than
it.
Maybe a third of the episodes in season 2. I was thinking it, but I decided not to say it. You know the word that I was thinking, but I really didn't need to say it.
No, I think everybody knows what we think about that episode.
You know, that's why I slipped it in there as part of a sentence.
Yeah, I see a few little trinkets. The Intar appears again in a future episode as a training weapon. As we said, Dion Johnson becomes a semi-regular character. He doesn't look anything like he does in this episode, but that's for the future. Aaron Craven, who played Rogers, he gets another appearance in the series later on.
I think two or three, actually.
No, he only does two episodes. This and the other one?
Yes, the other one.
The other one. Right.
And done. That's more or less it, folks, unless we have email at the point at which this episode is released, in which case it's here. We have email from Stephen Jones on Demons and Dead Man Switch. Hi, Alan Mike. I just thought I would email you to rate the last two SG-1 episodes you have done. I was a bit surprised that you only liked them. I love these two episodes. Dead Man's Switch is great, and I give it 9 out of 10. Very funny. You hate Gould. I hate Gould. Everybody hates Gould. What a line. Sam Jones is excellent at being as sarcastic as Jack usually is. I really like Demons too. Don't know why. It's always stuck in my head. Maybe it's because the only episodes are focused on Christianity. That religious leader got really deserved, really, didn't he?
Amen to that.
Keep up the good work, and thanks again for doing what you're doing. Stephen from Ormskirk, England.
Ever reliable, Stephen. Cheers, mate.
Hey, feedback. And I believe, wasn't there some also on the actual website? I saw some back
what, from Matthew? Yeah. Bit of feedback.
TV Spark Christopher Judge. Blah, 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 blah. Scroll. Why don't you scroll? Fine, I'll scroll it manually. M is Matt, is it?
Yeah, Matthew Fulton.
I've always rather liked this episode. I don't really know what it is, but I like the character Aris. I think it's because he's even more snarky than Jack. Another thing I liked is how smart he is. Far too often a bad guy is defeated because of some, usually, glaring error in their master plans because they overthink what they're doing. Aris knows what he's doing. He's always one step ahead. His turnaround at the end was a bit too pat, obviously driven by the time limit of the episode. The difference about this is the good guys won against an antagonist who always had the upper hand against them. They won the end not by a clever trick, but by convincing Aris to try something different. It's really too bad they never did anything more with Aris or his people. There was potential there for some interesting story development. Keep up the great work, gentlemen. M.
Bless you, Matthew.
Indeed. And you gave some feedback to M, but I don't know if you want me to include that there.
No. Anybody wants to read it, visit the website. Post your own comments.
Teaser.
The latest little teaser I put up on the YouTube little sidebar application. YouTube threatened me. They did.
Did they?
It could be copyright information. It seems that, you know, when you upload a little video, it takes a frame, and then they look at that frame, and if they recognise something, you get a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually quite clever.
When did you add the news ticker?
A couple of days ago.
Ooh, it's cool.
It works.
Yes, we have a news ticker. Sorry, I was at the Discworld convention last weekend. This is relevant going into the email segment, so it's recent. I was at the Discworld convention last weekend. I wasn't even aware of outside existence for about 5 days.
It's yeah,
fun.
It was a Discworld all the time, every time.
On the Sunday evening, we were standing in the lobby of the hotel, and one of the guys I was chatting to turns, oh, look, news, real one. I'm like, look away. It's not time to go back. Stay here.
Did you actually see daylight at any time?
There were windows.
But they had curtains up.
One thing I was impressed with about the Hilton, I'm quite photosensitive when it comes to sleep, and my curtains here are practically transparent. And they're certainly translucent. But with the curtains closed in the Hilton, you could barely see the inside of the room. And when you pull them back, it was literally blazing. So I'm actually got a stab of pain in my eyes when I yanked them back. Severe contrast. We're talking total blackout curtains. They're great.
We did get a little response from Shelley on the Facebook page. Thanks for the shout out in the last cast. But that was my nephew in the profile pic, not her son or daughter.
Fair enough. But they weren't out else there.
No, that was it.
No, that you posted about the... Actually, it was on the Gatecast group that I saw you post about Paradox.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, your picture. Yes, folks, if you want to see Alan at the con, there's a picture on the Gatecast group, Facebook Gatecast group.
Oh, that's me as a wolf, at least. You didn't post the other picture.
I thought that was just you not having shade for a few days.
Shave for about fortnight. And I have to admit, having looked at myself with 2 weeks' growth and having looked at myself clean-shaven, I look better clean-shaven.
Yeah.
My hand fur was hanging loose. I think I was trying to actually get the beard drunk through the mask, but it's only a very tiny hole, unfortunately. And that is Hobgoblin by Witchwood Burries.
Yeah, you've got to stay in character, haven't you? Discworld beer.
There's actually several photos of me, I think.
Yeah, they're going to say there are some that aren't meant to be seen.
I don't think she took a photo of me like that.
Oh, right. Well, forgive me, but photos of you in drag are perhaps meant for the con exclusive.
Yeah, she does actually identify me as me. Oh, I remember the bear. It fell over at one point. Peter knocked it down. And I think Dan's response was, oh dear, that bear's had too much to drink. I liked your comment, by the way.
Which comment?
The comment you made, follow-up comment you made on me going on about my leg.
The house comments.
That was nice. That was actually, that caused me to literally lol. I shouted to Barbara, but she couldn't read it. Thank you for listening. You can go to the Facebook page, which is the Gatecast group. You can email us on gatecast@phasecast.com. You can tweet to the Gatecast, and we're now up to a massive 7 followers. Woohoo! Although we appear to be following 9 people. I'd like to get to a point where we have more people following us than we're following.
Yeah, it's a problem with Twitter, isn't it?
You can, if you've got this via iTunes and you want to get some of the earlier episodes, mostly due to the fact that most of the email we've got, considering the huge amount of email we have got, the majority of the most popular question has been, where do I get the early stuff? I want to listen from the beginning. If you go to gatecast.phasecast.com, then you can hear us at the beginning. Lord knows why you'd want to, but...
You mad fools.
Aside from, of course, our initial episode on Children of the Gods, which had a rather ridiculous 900 downloads.
Yeah, just imagine if you'd have kept going.
Yeah, we didn't so much pod fade as sort of pod pause.
Pod pause. While you were pod pausing, about a dozen other Stargate podcasts appeared.
I don't care. I would say they're best, but...
No, that's not.
Let's not.
We're different.
Yes,
and we're different. A lot of people like different.
Mm. Exactly how many people like different, I could probably tell you in about 10 minutes. Oh, my... Oh. I launched the wrong email. But next week's episode is, he said, realizing he's actually closed the window and he doesn't have the title to hand.
Forever in a Day. Good episode, that is. A Daniel is episode. That?
Oh, sorry. No, the episode I was thinking of was, that's a much later episode with Teal'c and Jack and Fruit Loops.
Yeah, no, not that episode. Well, it's a cracking episode, you know. It wraps up one of the main arcs of the series, but in a fantastic way. Looking forward to that.
Okay, well, okay, folks, that is pretty much it. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Please email us, call us. The phone number is on the website, gatecast.facecast.com, because I can't remember off the top of my head, he said from between clenched teeth. And
come on, Scott, we need you.
Yeah, well, Scott didn't know we were recording, and job hunting is 90 degrees Fahrenheit is not fun.
No, but he's gone a week without anything crashing near where he lives, so that's a positive.
We're playing to phone it.
It'd be terrible now, wouldn't it, if we find out.
If you found out, yeah, I'd feel up.
Where's Scott? Oh, a plane landed on him.
Oh, dear. That's pretty much it, folks. We'll be back next week with the episode in the title of which Mike is going to come up with now, because I've forgotten already.
Forever in a Day.
Forever in a Day, which is not a time travel episode.
No, not really.
No, not really. Okay. No. Because I've been listening to a lot of GWC, Gatecast is self-funded for fans, by fans. It will, as long as I can afford to do it, it will not involve advertising or anything of that nature, and we will not be asking for donations.
No.
Of course, if people feel like donating, then we might be able to get better equipment, but we're not asking you, and I'm not giving you a PayPal address.
Isn't that good?
I kind of ran out of breath on that one there. It was like, address.
Well, you start talking about money, and you say, oh. Right, folks, we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody.
Bye, folks.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike, and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.